http://futhilates.project.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Patapo, /staff/michael_r_maynard/%23email/gmail, Facebook group %5b pause peer support and interaction %5d post.html gmail James Driscoll Facebook group pause peer support and interaction post do we have an understanding? Martin J. Driscoll Thursday, October 11, 2018 at 12:31 a.m. to Michael R. Maynard, client advocate of James Driscoll, Mr. Maynard, if you do not respond onto my email, I will copy my email saved copy archived email at my domain's URL to your thread on Facebook. Please do not insult my intelligence and tell me that my involvement to these external mediums is an erosion of my mental health. That just further erodes any trust that can be built from a new paradigm of client-centered supportive interface. If your Facebook business listing page is removed, that just goes to further confirm this conspiracy rather than act accordingly to reconciliation. The statements made to the last of this thread here copied into this email format appear online to the public. I am making a stand for excellence. The statements and position that I represent are the truth. My mother tells me you want to say something, and I will listen. Only to a point, but you must meet me halfway and walk on this journey to fix the social services client interface that must be fixed. There is no option. When will you get it? Do I have to really become an asshole in court is where we resolve these matters? This email has boomerang respondable status, likely to receive a response image.png read, Yaman asshole, on WikiWorld, Yaman asshole when people don't agree with me I think they are not listening. I get pissed off and start shouting. You can't enslave me to live your idea of the good life, I would die first, you've made up your mind and don't want to be confused by the facts. And I start feeling sorry for myself. Nobody is interested in truth except me. Everybody else just wants to be right when to learn you must find you are wrong, why can't they get it? It's impossible to tell someone something they don't already know because they won't have the slightest idea what you are talking about. I went to live in the abandoned mines of Aspen Mountain as a hermit in 1969 because I thought communication with other human beings was not possible. I thought all the people living ticky-tacky lives and ticky-tacky houses offered no real value. I was concerned that my profession, computer science, would be used for evil by the powerful to dehumanize people. After 3 weeks I realized that everything that was really important to me involved other people. Even a mountain's beauty, boy would so and so dig that, all my joy and will involved other people. I laid by Spring Creek and Taylor National Forest for hours content to be absorbed into the mountain. I had nothing to live for. I realized that if I chose to live, I'd have to march back to Aspen and become a part of humanity. I savored the bliss I felt laying by the rushing stream for a while longer and then began the march back to civilization. I decided that the best thing to do with my computer knowledge was to use it for humanity. If you can't beat them, join them. I hoped I could help put the power of the computer in the hands of the people. I am satisfied I've done my part with EIES, WWW and teaching. I decided to test my hypothesis about human uselessness. Every time I met someone who seems useless to me, I stoked my travels, I got to know them better, and asked questions like, what is really important, or what would you rather be doing? In most cases, within minutes they would teach me something important. I began to realize that other people were cool, I was the jerk. But 25 years later I still cannot communicate with anyone and here I am trying to actualize a collective intelligence. How stupid could I be? In well over a decade of teaching objects about 4 of my students really get it. Chances are they got it before they started my class. At least they all learned to write Smalltalk code more or less. I have no basis to presume I can communicate anything meaningful to anybody. Nobody understands my information physics, except Wheeler maybe, nobody understands the urgency or relevance of my declaration of interdependence. I may be a bad teacher but I have 5 children that have to live in this world we are preparing for them, my mind is open, and God help us, can't we agree on anything, Starpalot is right, it is hopeless. But I will never give up. I will try and try again and hopefully learn from my failures. Hopefully I can stop abusing visitors to my website at least. I am a legend in my mind. Well, if you go back in evolution, all higher life evolved from colonies of cells that collaborated to form rings that extended into little worms that took one kind of shit and passed it though the collective extracting nutrients and passing through another kind of shit, effectively an asshole. We are descended from assholes so it should be no surprise that we are all assholes. Most everybody is selective about their friendships. They choose not to befriend at least 2 out of 3 people they meet. Now if they didn't think they were assholes, they would befriend them, no. Of course they would. Well, it varies of course, some nice people only call people jerks that call them jerks. Some like everybody but the sand niggers. And for others, just about everybody is a asshole. In any case if on the average the jerk ratio is 2/3 of the rest of the people in the world, then by popular vote, we are all assholes. Jim Scarbert The Good Life I am pretty lucky to live the good life. I am not rich financially, but my life is rich. The good life means something different to everyone, but we can recognize it when we see it. The animal or person living well is healthy, content and living fully. The founding fathers of America had a vision of the good life for everyone. Free enterprise and people unbound to the shackles of government could accomplish great things. Unfortunately, much of this vision has been lost. Each of us have our own idea of good and evil. For us all to live the good life, we must accept the simple fact that it is subjective and we can only support each other's views of the good life by employing a live and let live social contract of cooperative adversity. Wealth is not finite. Our wealth as a civilization depends only of the value we create. What we need first is the vision, and second is the will to create value. Finally, we need the means, which we find we have had all along. We have creative minds and the rich resources of the planet, Mars frontier, galaxy and beyond. If we manage our shared resources profitably, then there is no limit to the value we can create. If we create value, we can all share the freedom to try to live the good life as we see it and fulfill anything we want that does not infringe the freedoms of others. The Declaration of Interdependence is a collaborative attempt to redesign government to reclaim the vision of our founders and thrive in the 21st century. Jim Scarver. For more on government redesign, see American Vanguard, Declaration of Interdependence. For more on having a good mindset, see In the Mind Way. Thank you, Mr. Scarver, for the mention of my page here. For some additional words written around the year 1750 for having a good mindset that also guides me, see Wordstallabi, In the Mind Way. This page is one stop on the Torah WikiWorld. Category, Torah WikiWorld. Wordstallabi play video on YouTube. Hashtag Wordstallabi circa 1750s expanded citations version standards of excellence. Art thou dejected? Is thy mind o'ercast? To chase thy gloom, go fix some weighty truth, chain down some passion, do some generous good, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, correct thy friend, befriend thy greatest foe, be just in all things, make amends for follies past, and, with warm heart, forgive, and be forgiven. Let work not words thy virtue prove. Go act as well as prate, and then thy counsels will be strong, thy reprimands avail. Anon, the province of the historian is to gather the threads of the past ere they elude forever his grasp and weave them into a harmonious web to which the art preservative may give immortality. Therefore, he who would rescue from fast gathering oblivion the deeds of a community and send them on to futurity in an imperishable record should deliver a plain unvarnished tale. 1-2. Source, published in poem, blank verse, form from 1742 to 1745 by Rev. Edward Young. 3. These words then appear future time forward in many publications in transverse and slightly modified forms. This includes the publication that I find most relevant in today's modern era technological world. 4. This above quote of Young's work is found in a history book that has removed any religious references and then has been credited to Source Anonymous. Then proceeds to describe in the following above paragraph the intent of virtue slash integrity slash morality of the authors upon the entire published history. Read on from linking to book source. There is a very important ideal set of immortality that should be highly considered in the modern day application of these words. As these words have been replicated in many publications, this forms a collection of works from various authors and sources. These are currently already digitized online with I am sure more publications to be added into the available online collection. A baseline of returned search results day to day shows there is progression in new works being added to this published body of work that Young's words seemed to resonate in that day of educated literacy removing and freeing ignorance from the masses. These can be easily found by quoted Google Books search, go fix some weighty truth. 5. There has been found a smaller subset of publications where brevity seems to be placed of this quotation and found usually containing at least line 5, teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile. 6. It has been my conclusion since my first discovery of these words appearing online from approximately the early 2000s when a general web search of go fix some weighty truth returned perhaps less than 10 matches. Notably, in my Urban Dictionary Definition, Cybermark, 7, December 28, 2006, I have used the cited example, the phrase teach ignorance to see, or grief to smile, is an observed expressed thought that historically appears in the writings and documents of many individuals relating to issues of morality and ethics for centuries. The individuals do not appear to be related or known to each other. As more of these documents become publicly visible onto the internet, this phrase becomes an identifiable cybermark that links all of the historical and current usage of these documents and these individuals together in an unified group that have found unity in a common bond by the repetitive expression of this cybermark ideal. These are Wordstallabi then and now. Thank you for applying these into your daily knowledge and daily practice. These are highly important words of virtue that somehow in modern era we have lost our common reasoning. Edward underscore Young underscore Knight dash thoughts underscore 1743.jpg. Does anyone researching this, under the term, complaint, see any need to complain about this is placed here at WikiWorld for any reason? Where would your common reasoning for substantially altering or deleting these messages here be? These should stay forever here and forever to all time human history. Thank you. In the Mind Wave U Words to Live By Message Image Plaque 8, these words have been placed to YouTube video presentation, updated onto your thread review on your business listing, James M. Driscoll hashtag WordStala B circa 1750s expanded citations version standards of excellence http://www.youtube.com/watch/b=ljhtkxqdv50 and index equals 4. This is a long form video playlist, suggest that you watch the entire presentation, to include the next link. James M. Driscoll, you are 100% wrong. Mr. Michael R. Maynard, transcript, excerpt, Pope Francis's speech to Congress September 2015, we must confront very form of polarization that puts this into these two camps. The righteous and the sinners. http://www.youtube.com/watch/b=oaksta0hk and index equals 5. That is the advice I am following. In mission work you are hypercriticizing claim is harming me by doing this work, doing these actions accordingly. You are walking an immoral line of arrogance, foolishness, and perhaps being a psychopath to the level of disorder input can be placed into your view. You have no conscience. Pause peer support and interaction http://www.facebook.com/group/383,351,708,499,061/post-url, http://www.facebook.com/group/383,351,708,499,061/permalink/1,130,198,163,163,814,408/note that says permalink, permanent link. James M. Driscoll shared a profile. 1 hour. This is my case manager at Foothill AIDS Project off individual business listing page for Michael R. Maynard. If more case managers had separate business listings pages, we would be better off as clients to be free of a conspiracy by being able to place reviews for case managers. Hashtag conspiracy exposed terminate sossip, I place a, does not recommend, review onto his page. This should command some respect. But he will just have it removed from Facebook and move on as before, without change. http://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/post/440,382,769,818,843,19 James M. Driscoll, James M. Driscoll website administrator at website admin 4 followers James M. Driscoll doesn't recommend Michael R. Maynard. Yesterday at 2:19 a.m. to be my true client advocate representing a legal necessity reblanced focus of change in our interpersonal relationship. To begin a complex reasoning why, as a drug treatment center, acknowledge the truth to several factors of modern thought on addiction involvements and state of consideration of the how decriminalization policy since 2001 in the country of Portugal has a 90% decline in the number of new HIV infection cases. Michael R. Maynard is current staff at the Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino. You can Google, Michael R. Maynard Foothill AIDS Project to confirm this. http://www.google.com/search, there is a major problem associated with the client interface with this social service agency. There is a Google review that is standing for Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino that represents a pretty ugly picture of what I am referring to here. I am told that Mr. Jacobson is a member of the Inland Empire HIV Planning Council, Aaron Jacobson Local Guide 1 review a year ago. This agency is fraudulent in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. There has been an inquiry and a request of response regarding this review. Personally, the media creations of the discourse of dysfunctional conflict of interest case management problem with no solution are posted on YouTube in 2 separate video posts to Foothill AIDS Project Ray, change of case management focus to person-centered http://www.youtube.com/watch/b=1xbxvcts38 to Executive Director Foothill AIDS Project, hashtag conspiracy exposed, enable at un.org, http://www.youtube.com/watch/b=AWST5RG2IMA current efforts of in-client/agency interface includes this. Audio review file, http://michael-r-maynard.foothill-aids-project.foothillaids, a written address with links to this audio address, http://foothillaidsproject.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo, /gmail, this position is being brought forward into his view from this client author writing this review here of a truth knowledge network, at realuphuman.net, actively servicing the affirmed chromobone truth to all time human history, and peace building, grew up great reasons this will unite peace, complete. at GrewUp.net, spelled GRUWUP.net. Great reasons this will unite peace, a site advisor cleared safe to browse education/reference, even though he refuses to reply onto my individual sent email. These matters that are at hand are extremely imperative to fix this weighty truth in the interface dysfunction of the social services network between the Ryan White Care Act social services network and clients. If understood, this dysfunction crosses into almost all major urban area Ryan White Care Act funded agencies nationally, collaborated by Negative Outlook Glassdoor employee to employer reviews. An address to the national disorder is found at http://ryanwhitecareact.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo. So far they are untrustworthy, and I have decided to take the advice of the Google reviewer and run as fast and as far away from my holding on to a fantasy of being able to reconcile this hate-based setup within the Ryan White Care Act, perhaps overall factors of all types of social services interfaces in the United States of America. If we take on a collectively and cumulatively cause and effect, there is a great erosion of trust happening here that no one seems to be able to see. An invisible force of disturbance is happening here in the United States of America. That large scale erosion of trust begets more erosion of trust. A vicious cycle affecting all of society. In October of 2017, a Washington Post article appeared, How the Erosion of Trust Leads to Murder and Mass Shootings, http://www.washingtonpost.com/382ccc4b2a91e11e792d158. This situation at hand here in this review is very much real. It is very complex and actually considered a wicked problem. See Wikipedia on definition. It is a massive mischievous marvel of molding muck. 17 comments, like, show more reactions, comment, share comments. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll. Google review of Aaron Jacobson. http://futhilatesproject.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo, /Google review. Manage futhilatesproject.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo. Like, reply, remove, preview 1D. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll. YouTube video 1 of 2, http://www.youtube.com/watch/v=1xbxvcts38to Foothill AIDS Project Ray, change of case management focus to person-centered. Manage youtube.com to Foothill AIDS Project Ray, change of case management focus to person. Like, reply, remove, preview 1D. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll. YouTube video 2 of 2, http://www.youtube.com/watch/v=AWST5RG2IMA2executive director Foothill AIDS Project. Hashtag conspiracy exposed, enable at UN.org, manage youtube.com to executive director Foothill AIDS Project, hashtag conspiracy exposed, like reply remove preview 1D. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll. Audio review file, playtime 16 minutes 49 seconds, spoken voice narrative of the reasoning why we must induce and force the change necessary here in the United States. http://michael-r-maynard.foothill-aids-project.futhilli. Manage, like, reply 1D. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll. Written text with spoken voice narrative. The bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. http://futhilatesproject.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo, /gmail. Manage futhilatesproject.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo. Gmail, the bad makes it difficult for the good to get noticed. Forwarded message, like reply 1D. Edited James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll. A National Perspective Presentation, http://ryanwhitecareact.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo, no tagging Inland Empire HIV Planning Council, when is the next Planning Council meeting? I want to address the council on these matters as soon as possible. An emergency meeting should be held. Thank you. Manage ryanwhitecareact.fuckeduphuman.net, a net presence binding knot of peace building known as Potapo. At Realapuman 2018, like reply remove preview 1D. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll. Washington Post, How the Erosion of Trust Leads to Murder and Mass Shootings, http://www.washingtonpost.com/382ccc4b2a91e11e7. Manage WashingtonPost.com perspective, How the Erosion of Trust Leads to Murders and Mass Shootings, like reply remove preview 1D. James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll. Spoken voice narrative presentation of Washington Post article, How the Erosion of Trust Leads to Murders and Mass Shootings. Inland Empire HIV Planning Council Act Against AIDS. Please read the full business review for my current case manager at Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino. Yes, I am that bold with the balls to post this truth, because it is wrong to leave this status quo paradigm unchallenged. http://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals FKVQHATMGZ4 and index equals 3 and T equals zeros. ManageYouTube.com. How the erosion of hashtag social trust leads to mass shootings, like reply remove preview 1D James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll TED Talk, ideas worth sharing, if the social services internet will open their client interface up to receive TRUTH. Everything you think you know about addiction is wrong. Johan Hari http://www.ted.com/Johan_Hari_everything/discussion. Mr. Maynard, you are caught in a binding to actually do action of the right thing here, otherwise, it is nonfeasance and we see each other in court. What you ought to do is pray the hate away and give up the hate now and forever. We change this interface dysfunction now. Care to be a great reasons that is will unite peace. Grew up great reasons this will unite peace, complete worldwide peace, say you are sorry for lying to me. Manage everything you think you know about addiction is wrong. TED.com like reply remove preview 1D James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll, I told you so. Manage like reply 1D James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll, I will once again tell you so. You are following a model of the old system paradigm that does not empower the client side, but discourages and erodes trust. Your INDEFENCEABLE position is that you will not receive the truth. Watch this time-indexed mini-law school presentation of Article 12 of the Convention for Rights for Persons with Disabilities. My rights according to that model are being violated. There is nonfeasance involving the contract as it stands. Your obligations fail to meet the needs of health wellness of this client. I can prove my points of merit in court. We go to court because of your arrogance in not incorporation this new world perspective. Your ideal, beliefs, schooling of education, and certifications of completion training are stagnant. Your advice from that base is outdated. Your work harming the client base and must be stopped. Open a fresh perspective, a legal level intervention, is the only thing that will make a change here. Your beyond rational ability to negotiate around your nightmare you have created. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, Time Index 43, 10-minute discussion on Article 12, Legal Capacity, http://u2.be/nrjke9sei9s. T equals 2580. ManageYouTube.com. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Like reply remove preview 1D James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll. Hashtag word stall of B circa 1750s expanded citations version standards of excellence. http://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals LJHTKXQDV50 and index equals 4. This is a long-form video playlist, suggest that you watch the entire presentation, to include the next link. ManageYouTube.com hashtag wordstall of B circa 1750s expanded citations version, like reply remove preview 1D James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll, you are 100% wrong. Mr. Michael R. Maynard, transcript, excerpt Pope Francis's speech to Congress September 2015, we must confront very form of polarization that puts this into these two camps. The righteous and the sinners. http://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals OAKSTA0HK and index equals 5. That is the advice I am following. In mission work you are hypercriticizing claim is harming me by doing this work, doing these actions accordingly. You are walking an immoral line of arrogance, foolishness, and perhaps being a psychopath to the level of disorder input can be placed into your view. You have no conscience. ManageYouTube.com transcript, excerpt Pope Francis's speech to Congress September 2015 like reply remove preview 1D James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll, I told you so. Manage like reply 1D James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll, skip Marley Lyons, http://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals T6Y7YQIZT4Q. ManageYouTube.com skip Marley, Lyons, lyric video, like reply remove preview 1D James M. Driscoll. James M. Driscoll http://www.facebook.com/group/383,353,308,461,701/permalink/1/1,130,198,163,898,114,408/manage. James M. Driscoll shared a profile to the group. Pause peer support and interaction. 1 hour. This is my case manager at Foothill AIDS Project off individual business listing page for Michael R. Maynard. If more case managers had separate business listings pages, we would be better off as clients to be free of a conspiracy by being able to place reviews for case managers. Hashtag conspiracy exposed terminate Sossip, I place a does not recommend review onto his page. This should command some respect. But he will just have it removed from Facebook and move on as before, without change. http://www.facebook.com/inthemindway/posts/440,382,762,818,843,19 James M. Driscoll James M. Driscoll Website Administrator at Website Admin 4 Followers Like Reply Remove Preview 52 Meters James M. Driscoll James M. Driscoll As long as this review stands visible, and this emoji stands for your reaction to this review, face screaming in fear, http://emojipedia-is.s3.duelstack.is-west-1.amazonas.co. Shall I have faith that you actually understand the seriousness of my review to the truth and will I receive any advice from you at all? This review must remain standing as is fully open to the public. In essence, a criticism and review of case management of a Ryan White Care Act agency that has never been so far able to be made in my cases. Without this review process being respected, you are allowed to go run amok and hate in retaliation against change. If this review is removed trying to hide the truth from the public, I will detach services and walk out just like I did yesterday on the 9th of October and my course of action will be to pursue a lawsuit for nonfeasance. Do we have an understanding? I only bear witness of the truth, that you fear that truth be known. That truth must be told. Fearful face our country is suffering from the element of distrust you're at the hands of creating. I did not create this paradigm, you all did. Manage emojipedia-is.s3.duelstack.is-west-1.amazonas.com like reply remove preview 4 meters edited.